They fell in love from a podcast, so they started a podcast. It's your weekly Sappy Hour with goofy banter, meaningful conversations, and relationship advice from the male and female perspective. So let's catch up with the fries. Here are your favorite weirdos, Blair and Luke.
What's going on, Fry Guys?
Howdy ho, Fry Guys.
Welcome to another week and another episode of Catch Up
with the Fries. I'm Luke.
Oh, and I'm Blair. Ooh. Almost said I'm Blair. Don't know what I was thinking.
Almost cut me off, huh?
I did. I was just
coming in hot.
Excited to say my name.
Speaking of hot.
Speaking of hot. It's been pretty hot this week in Bali.
That's true. Especially in that high noon.
Does the temperature go up from here? Like,
I don't think
August,
so.
Is it going to be like 1,000 degrees?
I feel like it stays pretty consistent year round. I think it's just rain
like
season versus regular season. I think so.
Oh, let's look it up, shall we?
That's my final answer.
Okay. Well, here's the answer. Ready? The hottest. Oh. No, there's no way. This is so false.
What?
The very first thing, like, you know how when you Google something, usually, like, it takes an answer from a website and, like, puts it at the top?
Yeah.
The hottest month of the year in Bali is March with an average high of 79. It's been, like, 90 degrees since we got here.
Well, it's 90 with the sun.
No. Hotter than that. The first days we were here, it was 90, 104 with the sun.
Was it?
Yeah. It was legit 90. I have a screenshot. The coldest month is August with an average low of 60 and a high of 70. That's not accurate.
I'm so interested now. Google, what's
now
happening?
Now I am too, yeah.
Are you letting us down? Or are you speaking the truth?
This website says May with an average temperature of 82. So maybe it was just so hot when we got here.
I mean, let's
here.
Be real. The weather all around the world has been mad bipolar and just all over the place and making no sense. The fact that it was snowing like back-to-back weeks in Pennsylvania.
Yeah, it was like today May. It was snowing.
Well, yeah, it was. Oh, that's true. But last week they got like 6 inches of snow.
Six inches of snow.
And then next thing you know, it's like 80 degrees. That just makes no sense.
Yeah, Waffle's probably like, get me out of here. What is happening?
Yeah, what is happening?
He's like, oh my gosh, I can go sunbathe. And he's like, what is this white stuff again?
I thought it was over this.
Yeah, I'm reading, you can expect pleasant day temperatures between 68 to 93 Fahrenheit year round. Okay. So it probably doesn't get much hotter than what we've experienced.
Which is great. I'm down for it. But when it's hot, like when the sun's on you and it's midday.
Yeah, it's still brutal.
It's pretty brutal.
I mean, yeah, 90 degrees is pretty brutal. But that's good that it's not going to keep getting hotter. Because when we got here the first day and it was 90, and I was like, oh my gosh, it's like April. Wait, but are they opposites?
They might be. Australia
I bet they are.
Is.
They're right near Australia.
Yeah, could be.
So is it almost winter?
Are we below the equator? Does wow. the toilet water People go down the other way?
Does a bear shit in the woods? This conversation right now, goodness gracious, people are probably like, y'all are idiots. We're like, where are we?
It's so stupid.
What continent are we on?
What is that?
What continent?
No one knows.
All right. So anyways, yeah. With that being said,
what are you thankful for?
I'm thankful I don't have to use geography much. Except I do, but you know what I mean? So I don't have to be good at it. No, but really.
What are you thankful for?
What am I thankful for?
You're going for it today. You go first.
Oh, okay.
Well, you were already chiming in, so I was like, you hit it, girl.
I know, because I was made a joke about being bad at geography.
Good recap.
Yeah, if you guys missed it, just press the 15 seconds back button twice, and you'll hear me make a joke about
being bad at geography.
So anyways, what am I thankful for? I am thankful for iced coffee because it's been a long time. I've had iced coffee. Like, think about it.
True. Because everywhere we've gone, it's been like warm coffee, hot coffee.
When we were
like
in Pennsylvania, And it started getting cold around like October, September. So I haven't had iced coffee in a very long time. And we got to Bali and your girl's been getting all the iced coffees. And I'm just like, yum. I forgot how tasty.
I was like, yum.
Your girl was like, yum, iced coffee.
Yum.
Can I get, oh, this is a two-parter.
Oh.
I'm also thankful for liquid sugar.
Ooh.
I need to know if this is a thing in the U.S. and I've just never had it.
I'm pretty sure it is.
Probably, because like if you put syrup in your... So there's probably just like sugar.
Yeah.
I don't know. But the first day that I got an iced coffee and they brought me sugar and it was like in this little teacup and it was like liquid and I'm like, what is that? And they're like, sugar. And I was what's that?
Oh, what's that?
But I was this makes so sense because I never add sugar to my Dunkin' iced coffee because since it's cold, it just doesn't dissolve and it can make it grainy.
You're just getting straw full of sugar.
Yeah, especially if you just mix it a little bit and get a twirl before remembering you need to really go to town with the mixer. So anyways, yeah, liquid sugar, it's nice. It makes it sweet and then it doesn't make it grainy.
It's true. It's a blessing.
I'm thankful for iced coffee with liquid sugar, baby.
Liquid sugar straight to the veins.
Now I have a question.
What?
Now I'm so curious. The song, Pour Some Sugar on Me. I've always envisioned him dumping just a bag of white sugar.
I've always experienced like syrup. That was my thoughts.
You've always envisioned him pouring syrup on himself?
Like, yeah, syrup, like sugar, like corn syrup, like just like sticky.
Well, no, maybe it's liquid sugar.
Could be.
Liquid sugar. I said that wrong.
I mean, it's some sort of sugar.
I need clarification on this. Let's call him up.
Yeah.
Who sings that?
Is it Bon Jovi?
Sounds right. All right.
Right?
Beep, beep, boop, beep, boop. Let's call Bon Jovi up. All right.
I was going to act like his voice. I was like, I don't even know what his voice sounds like, but it sounds good when he's singing.
Wait, Bon Jovi, he was on American Idol, yeah?
What?
Bon Jovi.
As a judge?
Yeah.
Was he?
I'm pretty sure. Bon Jovi. American Idol. Who am I thinking of? No.
Steven Tyler.
I think it's...
That's Aerosmith there, bud.
Yeah. I can stay awake.
Just to
feel you pour some sugar on me.
Nice. All right. Nice parody.
What are you thankful for? Bon Jovi?
Yeah. I'm thankful for skin guards.
Oh, yeah.
I'm thankful for surfing skin guard shirts. Just like, honestly, just a shirt while surfing, to be honest with you. But also... skin guard shirts, rash guard. Because the first day I went surfing, they gave me a rash guard with my surfing lesson and I was fine. No issues at all. I had a little chafing like on my legs where I didn't have any like clothing, but
chafing. Yeah. I don't like that word.
I mean, it is what it is. You know, it's a term. It is what it is. but the next time I went, they gave me another shirt and it was like this really baggy long sleeve shirt. I was like, this ain't gonna do. It was like, really, like, sopping with water. It wasn't stuck to me like a tight rash guard. Mm-hmm. So, you know, I pulled off the old shirt and went out for, like, another half hour.
You went topless?
I went topless.
It's not a topless beach.
I'm a rule breaker. but my nips chafed off. They were killing me because I had no protection, was not prepared for it at all. But, dude, oh, my gosh, for, like, 2 days after I done surfing, my nips were killing me. Like, they were rubbed raw from the surfboard. And I was like, all right, your boy's got to go out and buy
a
rash guard.
Shopping. It was actually really cute because I was like, we were at a cafe. And then Luke was like, all right, I'm going to go look for a shirt, whatever. No. This was after you went surfing. You went to get the other one. So he finished surfing and he's like, hey, heading up. You know, just finished surfing and I'm in the room. And then he like He's like, I stopped to look at some shirts. And he's like sending me pictures in the dressing room of the different shirts. It was just funny. I don't know. I feel like that's
it's just funny.
I feel like guys for the most part either don't like shopping, like they're, or I don't know. So it was cute. You were just sending me pictures and you were like, what do you think of this one? Or what about this? And you're taking like a little mirror pic. Maybe
yeah,
that's
that was
what I
weird.
Thought.
Yeah, it was a mirror pic. I wasn't ready for it either.
It was funny.
I was like, this feels so like awkward and just like not, yeah.
Yeah.
Either way, but yeah, rash guard, man, just a surfing shirt. I don't know what you call them, but game changer. I love mine. It's super cool. It has like it's like tie dye with some like peace signs on the one arm. It's a long sleeve and it looks great.
It's
and
groovy.
I'm stoked for it. It's groovy. It's like 70s baby.
Groovy baby.
Yeah. But yeah.
Groovy Bali.
Yeah. Nice. But yeah, thankful for the grash the rash
Thanks
guard.
Thanks for the grash guard. All right. So let's chat about our week, shall we?
Yeah. Where did we go?
Still just loving Bali oh so much. Right?
Yeah. I mean,
I just want to make sure I'm not speaking for the both of us. Yeah.
No,
make
for sure.
You're in concurrence. So we went to Ubud for 2 days. And finally, it was like we finally got to explore. It was so good for me because I think just since we were in Bali, I had been doing so much behind the scenes work stuff, catching up that I was like, honestly, I don't know how to explain. I needed like a creative spark again, you know, like I was just like, man,
I don't have any content. I don't have any stuff to post.
Yeah, like everyone was saying, I'm so excited for your Bali content. And I was like here for 5 days and I was like, what am I doing? I've done nothing. But it was because I needed to get stuff done. But
well,
I
did a lot, but she didn't get any content.
Yeah. So it was very exciting to finally go out, explore, see Bali, because really we had just seen Canggu at that point.
We were just walking down the same street.
Yeah. We finally got a motorcycle, and we went to Ubud. So we did 2 waterfalls the first day. Leaky
and Nung Nung.
And Nung Nung. Yeah, all the waterfalls here, it's like a double, like you say the name twice.
Double whammy.
Leaky Leaky, Nung Nung. And they were both super cool. We actually met a couple at Leaky Leaky Waterfall.
Yeah.
And I thought you were going to say more than that. You said, yeah. Just stared at me. I'll tell them about them. Yeah, so we get down to the waterfall, and it's just this like other couple and then a friend that was with them. And they were super cool. They were like getting out their drone. So we like started talking about it. And then they were like, have y'all gone to Nung Nung Waterfall? And we were like, nah, this is like the this is like the first thing we've done in Bali besides eat
our way
70
through
times a day. Yeah. And so they're like, oh, you should go. It's like 25 minutes from here, you know, whatever. And so we had other plans for the rest of the day. And we were like, you know what? We're up here.
Might
YOLO.
As well do it.
Let's go chase waterfalls, baby. Yeah. And so, that was pretty much what we did.
But while we were going from Leaky Leaky to Nung Nung.
The motorcycle?
Yeah.
I was just about to go there.
Oh, I didn't know if you're geared there.
No, you go there. What'd you say?
I didn't know you're geared there. That's how you said it. I don't think you made full words. That's about the guru
there. You understood me.
Yeah, I did 100% because that's how I speak. But yeah, so going from Leaky Leaky to Nung Nung, we took like these back roads.
Dude.
Well, legit back roads.
No, hold on. Not back roads. They're like back sidewalks,
back paths.
Like 2 feet wide, some parts.
Yeah.
And then some parts were just like rocks, and some part. I don't know, but I was terrified.
She thought we were going to die.
I did.
Thought we were going to die. Like, I thought it was so cool because we were going through rice fields and people, like, we were out in the country of Bali. Like, we were.
Well, we forgot a step.
Did we?
Yes. What? The guy at Leaky Leaky Waterfall.
Oh, yeah.
That's why I got all in my head a little bit. That's true. I forgot about him.
That's right. What? Did you want to talk about that?
You can.
Oh, I was just going to say. So we were walking down, and like halfway down, there was this guy with coconut water and walking sticks and a pet owl.
Well, yeah.
It was very weird. But he was like trying to sell us stuff. We kind of had a feeling.
Well, at first he was like, he's like, oh, hi. You know, he's very nice. And he's like, hello, where are you from? You know, take a picture with the owl. And I'm like, oh, no, that's okay. Like, we're just going to go to the waterfall. Yeah. And he's like, no, come on, take a picture. Look at the owl, take a picture with it. And I'm like, I feel like you're going to make me pay for a picture with this owl. Like,
I felt that too.
I like felt weird. And so I was like, maybe on the way back, like, you know, and he's like, do you want this? What about this? And I was like, on the way back, maybe, you know, but we're heading to the waterfall, you know, and he like runs and grabs these hiking sticks and he just like puts them in our hands. And I was like, oh, okay. Like, thank you. And he's like, yes, yes, you need. It's slippery. And so we're like, oh, well, thank you so much.
It could have fooled me because we paid to go down into the waterfall. So we're like,
yeah.
So there was that part, but then also the essence of like, oh, we did pay to come in. So maybe they are giving us this because it's a tougher part of the hiking path.
Well, and it was slippery because it had just rained. So yeah. I was like, okay, I mean, and also because he was so nice, it's like, you don't want to be like, no, I don't want your hiking stick. Like, so we were like, oh, okay, thank you. Walked, then we hiked. Okay, we're coming back up and we're like, hey, how's it going? And I was kind of like, why don't we just like buy a drink or something? And Luke's like, well, we have water, like, we don't need anything. And so I'm like, okay. And the guy, he's like, we have coconut water, blah blah blah. And I'm like, looking at Luke, like, maybe do we want coconut? And he's like, oh, it's so good. And he like cuts it, like, slices it. And Luke was like, well, how much is it? And he was like, 45,000, which usually coconuts here are like 20,000.
Yeah.
And which isn't that expensive in in US dollars, but I'm trying to think, what would it be?
Like version, it's $3? Like
$3.
It's like $3. Something, yeah.
But very overpriced. And Luke's like, oh no, like, we don't, you know, need it. But it was like, he literally just cut it open. And then we're like, we don't want it. We, you know. And so then we give the hiking sticks and he's like, well, it's this much for the hiking sticks, blah, blah, blah. And so Luke was like, well, what? You just gave them to us. And so then he was just like, okay, just go, whatever, go. And I'm like, oh, I feel really uncomfortable. And so we like started walking away and then he started like screaming in Balinese. So we couldn't understand a word, but he was screaming for probably like 30 seconds. Like,
yeah,
we're like going
sure.
up the trail and I still just hear him screaming and I'm like, oh gosh. So leaving, and then when we're getting on the motorcycle, the people at the front entrance that, like, you know, collect your money, and then there was like a shop, I felt like they just kept, like, you know when you just feel like people are looking at you? I felt that. Like, I even looked up and like the girl was looking at me. So I was like, did they like do something to our bike? Are we about to drive off and this thing's gonna blow up? Is our wheel gonna fall off? Because that's just the way I think, you know. I just think worst case scenarios.
I was just like, all right, I guess we'll find out and see.
Yeah, it looks like, well, hop if we on. Blow up, cool. And so so anyways, that was because I'm like, did they have walkie talkies? Was he just like, hit these two people coming up, they didn't pay for anything, you know? I felt super awkward and uncomfortable. And I was like, I hate this. We should have just given him money. Looking back, we should have.
Yeah, for sure.
Luke even said that later. He's like, sorry. Yeah, we should have just given him the money. But it was just the principle that he didn't tell us it was going to cost, you know? And I'm like, I get that. But at the end of the day, it was like $3 and I wouldn't have felt like we were, you know, getting ambushed. Or like gonna maybe blow up on a motorcycle. So that was in my head.
So many
I was
scenarios
like,
running through your head.
I was leaving and I felt like they're gonna follow us. Like, I felt weird. And then we turned on one of these roads and there was a motorcycle that was like kind of following us a bit. So I was like, great, is this guy? You know, so I was a little on edge because of that. And then we're going through the middle of who
Nowhere.
Knows where. Tiny little roads, so like if they want to trap us, they can trap us. That's just the way my mind works. Yeah. You guys, I think y'all are starting to realize that.
But we were going. I mean, it was a really cool experience. I mean, again, I could see where in that mindset, it probably is obviously scary because if we break down, we know nothing. And yeah, I'm pretty sure none of the people there really would probably speak that great of English. So so it had been kind of difficult and tough, but luckily we got through it. and it was like a shortcut to get to Nung Nung. And so we just rolled up to Nung Nung, and guys, we were exhausted. Going, these hikes were like, we either didn't drink enough, didn't eat enough.
Leaky wasn't a tough hike. I mean, it was like tiring, but it wasn't like a 4-hour hike.
I mean, none of it was a 4-hour hike.
I know, that's what I'm saying.
But they're steep.
But it was more difficult than we like thought it was going to be. The second one especially.
Yeah, it's just more steep. And the fact that you're doing complete lunges upstairs because they're so tall.
Well, that was just Nung Nung.
Anyway, fact that they're just steep.
Yeah. I'm just trying to better explain because if people come to Bali and they listen, they want to know what to expect. So I'm saying Leaky was more of a path with like occasional stairs. Nung Nung was straight stairs that are like 3 feet tall. So you're like reaching up the stairs.
Yeah.
They weren't both like that.
Yeah. They were either way. We were tired and I don't know. I just blanked.
Cool story, bro.
I was trying to think what we were doing. I totally just blanked so hard there.
Well, we went to the waterfall.
Actually, we walked down to the waterfall, and there was two other people down there, and then
when we got there,
another couple came, but after they left, we had it like all to ourselves.
Yeah, we like started making out hardcore.
It was amazing.
<I'm> just kidding. Or am I?
But it was probably I'm glad they gave us the suggestion to go to Nung Nung because it was so cool. The waterfall was super strong too. So it was like the water was coming a lot harder than it was in Leaky, but also had this really cool bridge, like with bamboo. It was all bamboo bridge. So it was cool. It was a great first day of adventuring in Ubud to the waterfalls.
Yeah, it was really fun. What did we do? When we went...
Or we got home and then we got to the Airbnb.
Oh, we went to that dinner. Yeah, we got to the Airbnb. Y'all, this Airbnb, I was kind of like, don't know what to expect because it was $19 for the night. It was really great.
Yeah, like, it was nice.
The view was beautiful. You were in the middle of the rice field. It had a pool. The room was clean. I mean, it was nothing like special. It was just like a hotel room. But it was like a beautiful view.
Yeah.
And for $19, it was a steal, 100%. And then we went to dinner. Do you remember the name of it?
I definitely don't. But it was like some farm to table place that is completely sufficient.
Yeah. Hold on, I'm gonna look it up because you guys need to go there.
And so like we were there and there was only like two other couples there, but
Ubud
I could only
was definitely
imagine
way more
it wasn't as busy.
Quiet.
Yeah.
And I think it's because I think a lot of Ubud was actually still closed due to COVID. Like a lot of restaurants were still temporarily closed, said like opening soon. But
I could only imagine what this place looked like pre-COVID because
it was
such
beautiful.
A cool vibe. It was super cool. And the food was fantastic.
Yeah. I can't remember the name of it.
The food has been great everywhere we've gone so far. So.
We'll come back to it. Yeah, we'll
I feel like it's Mana something.
Oh, yeah. It was like Mana House.
Something like that. Either way, it was
good.
We'll
go with it. Mana House.
Mana House.
Mana Kitchen.
Mana Kitchen.
Boom. Yeah, it was beautiful. It was really cool vibes. It was like an outdoor like garden area. Highly recommend. So then the next day, we... Once again, had plans, didn't really go according to... We did do things from our plan, but we ran out of time. But we started at the Monkey Forest.
Oh, yeah.
The Ubud Monkey Forest. And you guys, was so nervous because I had read blog posts and then so many people were messaging me, too, that have been to Bali and were like, be careful. Oh, my gosh, the monkeys are aggressive. Oh my gosh, I hated it, but you should go. Like, so I'm just expecting to go and just be like bamboozled with monkeys jumping
just
on me,
all over you.
Just stealing all my stuff, like slapping me. I don't know what I'm expecting.
Slapping.
But I was just, yeah, they're just gonna hop on me, be like, got a banana? No, pachow. So, anyways, I was really nervous. But it ended up being really fun. Yeah. It was like, I mean, you definitely.
It was such a cool experience.
Yes. I was very on edge at the beginning just because of like what I said, what I read, and what I heard. But honestly, if you follow the instructions, which they have written out like everywhere, like
don't look them in the eye,
don't touch them, don't have any loose article, like don't wear sunglasses, don't wear glasses, they'll probably get stolen. Don't wear a hat, like just anything
that's
loose that they can grab, don't wear it or you're gonna get it lost. But what they did say that you can like barter with the monkey.
Yeah.
So like, let's say a monkey came and you forgot and you had on a hat or like you were wearing your glasses because you forgot contacts and the monkey comes and like grabs it. Unless he breaks them right away, which I've heard can happen. This girl said the monkey came and stole her, luckily, fake Ray-Bans and literally just cracked them and, like, threw them.
This is junk.
He's
not
like,
real.
Nah, not the real thing.
Not real. I can't get good money for this.
But apparently you can, like, if you then give them food or, like, put food down, they'll come, grab the food, and, like, drop your belonging off and then like go like they because they just want food so they're like
she's a peace offering.
Yeah, so luckily that didn't happen to us because yeah, if you follow the rules you'll be okay. But we did get to see, like, we were just walking around and all of a sudden we heard this guy, can you do the sound? That's pretty good. Yeah. We heard this guy
dinner call lunchtime,
yeah, like, yelling that over and over, and then we just see monkeys just going to that place, and we're like, oh, that must mean like food,
dinner time.
And so we like just literally stood there for like 10 minutes, and they just kept coming, and he was chopping up corn, throwing it, you know, whatever, and we just watched them all eat for like 10-15 minutes.
It was so entertaining.
It was so fascinating. And they just could care less that we were there, like, yeah, not paying any attention to us. I was just like, we were just watching them and then like taking some pictures of them, and
there's little baby monkeys.
Oh my god,
there's
the
like
babies
king
are
monkeys.
So cute. Yeah,
they're so human-like. It's crazy.
It really is weird.
Like,
and their monkeys are like, they're so fascinating, but they're so nurturing.
Yeah,
like the girls and the guys, like they groom each other. There was a mom. Well, I just am assuming mom and dad, but I guess it could just be it was a female and a male monkey and a baby monkey. And the female was like nursing the baby. Like the baby was like eating. And then the male monkey was like grooming the female, like while she was nursing. And I was like, Luke, if we have kids, I expect you to give me, like, to brush my hair.
Monkey,
or,
stop it. You're really setting the expectations
Give me a back rub while I'm nursing our baby. Just groom me, please. But they're just like so nurturing. Yeah. And even the blind one.
Yeah, there was a cage like in the back, and there was this blind monkey that became blind. They're in the sanctuary. And he would not have been able to eat or been able to do anything. So they actually made a cage for him and put him in there to keep him safe. And they feed him and everything. And then they also added another female who actually was a double amputee. She has no, like, I think left arm or left leg. So they're from different monkey families.
Mm-hmm.
But they cohabitate together and supposedly get sexually active together, too. Yeah. That's what it said on the description.
Yeah.
I was like, good for them.
Although they're from different families, they do get along well and sometimes sexually interact.
Yeah. I was like, good. There you go.
They're like, well, it's just the two of us. So,
but
yeah, they were the blind one was just laying there, and the female that had only two limbs was just like grooming him.
Yeah.
And it was so sweet. Like, I'm just like, wow, That's so cool.
Yeah. It was super cool.
Just to see them like really in their element. Because I feel like if you see them at like a zoo, you know, you can tell like this isn't where they belong. Like this isn't their natural habitat.
Right.
They are just here for us to see them, you know. But like being in the monkey forest, like this is literally where all of them just live. They're free to go wherever. Like we saw one of them like on the street, like outside of the
as we were leaving on the scooter.
Outside, and we're like, you think they just like sneak out every now and then and go try to find some food and
I was
come
surprised
back.
That like I truly wonder because around the corner from where the sanctuary was, there was a bunch of shops. I'm like, I wonder if the monkeys just like sometimes are like going out and they'll just steal stuff from the shops.
Yeah, I don't know.
Because they're not far from it, so I don't know.
But I wonder if they don't, I mean, they don't really want those things, though. I feel like they steal from us because they're hoping you'll give them food in return.
That might be it.
Maybe, you know?
And it's a game, maybe, too.
Yeah.
They're these stupid humans.
Yeah. So, I don't know.
Do we amuse you?
But it was very cool just to see them, like, in their habitat, eating, nurturing each other, sleeping, whatever it may be, playing. There was like a fountain and they were just going at it. Like it was hilarious.
They'd push each other off the limb into the water, like dunk each other.
Yeah. It was,
they would swim underwater, like tap the foot.
It was really funny.
It was super entertaining.
And then we went to the, gosh, I'm blanking on names.
Wait, like the walking path.
The ridge walk. The Campuhan ridge walk, I think.
Yeah.
Does that sound right?
And we went there midday and it was scorching.
So, so hot.
No cloud coverage, barely, if any.
Yeah. But
and
yeah,
it was
the
just
Campuhan ridge walk. Pretty much just walked a little bit just to see it. It was beautiful. There's green everywhere, like Bali's green, but it was, yeah, it's just this little like sidewalk, I guess, that just goes through the greenery, the green,
the woods, the fort, I don't even know.
Yeah, and it's like a ridge walk. Yeah. So I feel like there was a guy that got there when we were leaving and he was like going on a run.
Yeah, it'd probably be beautiful to go for a run. I wonder how long it actually is. We didn't do the whole thing. We kind of went, like, not far because it was hot, and plus we got our pictures, so we were good to go. And we were on a timetable.
Well, mostly we were on a time limit, so we were like, okay, we really can only stay here for, like, 30 minutes. So we walked, like...
probably 20 minutes.
Yeah, but it was beautiful. And then we went to our third waterfall, Tibimana.
Hey, it's the only one that's not back-to-back.
Double-double, I know.
Double-double, boiling trouble.
And that one, once again, there really wasn't people. So here's the thing, which we've heard, that like pre-COVID, Bali was insane. Like so busy, so many people. And they're saying like pretty much everyone here in Bali right now is here like long term. Like there's not really people here that are like, oh yeah, we're here for a week. We're on our honeymoon. We're here for 2 weeks. Like everyone you meet is like, yeah, we're here for 6 months. We're here for 3 months. We're here for a year. We're here till who knows when.
Right.
Like, everyone here is like living here. So the tourists per se, even though like we are tourists, but we're like long term tourists. So like the short term tourists, haven't really started coming back yet. So that it's still very quiet. And I think I've definitely realized that. And just the fact of like going to these popular waterfalls and being like the only ones at some of them or like two other people there. It's just like,
we definitely
lucked
out. Yeah. I think now that we're talking about this, I think if we were to come during our honeymoon back in 2020, our experience would probably been not great. In the sense,
I think
in
it
would
have been cool.
It would have been cool, but in the sense of amount
vibes.
Of people.
Well, I think it's like,
it would have been overwhelming.
I think it would have been more party vibes too. Like, yeah. I think like all these like restaurants by the water, I think they're just popping. Like where that DJ is.
Yeah.
Oh, that place was probably just packed with people.
Yeah.
Whereas now it's like, yeah, we don't have to like wait for a table anywhere. It's still busy. And like when you go to a cafe and work, like there's all the tables are like filled, but it's just not craziness.
Yeah.
It's like a perfect amount of people.
Yeah.
So yeah, that is one thing. I'm very grateful that we're here right now where it's like pretty chill still. Cause they just opened Bali back up for tourists
like right before a month ago. Yeah. Like yeah. right before we came.
So luckily it's like still very low key here, which is awesome. So yeah, we did Tibi Mana Waterfall. It was another good one. Probably out of the three we've done so far, Noon Noon's your favorite.
Yeah.
Would you say Tibi Mana or Leaky Leaky next?
Probably Tibi Mana.
Oh, really?
I think so. I think the waterfall's pretty, and I think...
Leaky Leaky, though, is just kind of like, it was different.
Unique, yeah.
It was, I mean, like, very thin and, like, tall.
Had a cool little walkway with a rock on it, yeah.
I think Leaky Leaky was my second favorite, and then Tibi Mana was my third.
The water felt great. We got into that one, so...
Yeah, we did. But yeah, so that was our third waterfall, and then we headed back from Ubud. So we still want to go to the rice terraces and possibly the Bali swing just to do that. I think it'd be fun. Everyone says you got to do it. But we didn't have time on this little nightly trip. Yeah.
A little rendezvous.
But then the rest of our week, honestly, we've just been like posting up again in cafes. Yeah. Hanging out with our friend. We talked about him last week, I think.
About Mike, yeah.
Yeah, we've been hanging out with him. We've been hanging out a little bit with the couple that we met at the first waterfall.
Yeah, we hung out with them a couple times.
They're from Poland. And then tonight, actually, we met two couples, both from Germany, but they didn't know each other before being here. They met in Bali. And they were super cool too. So I think we'll be hanging out with them again as well.
And they're part of the thing that Blair got a part of.
The Club Life Design. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, so they're like they just started like a couple Instagram page. So they're like trying to grow that. So it's so cool being here in Bali because everyone's just like very like-minded in the sense of even if you're not like doing social media, it's like I feel like there's like a lot of like entrepreneurs or just people that just want to like make money to live. And then they just want to live, like go explore and go do stuff. You know, it's like the work life balance here is just awesome. Yeah. You know, it's like you see people working,
spot on,
but then you see like, but it's like not their main priority. Like people here are working literally just to make some money to go explore and have fun.
Do some cool things.
Yeah. So I'm really excited to hopefully hang out with them. And we also had a nice little chat with Olivia from the Salt and Pepper podcast.
Plug,
go check out the Salt and Pepper podcast. And her boyfriend, Arturo, we talked to the two of them a little bit. We had a FaceTime one morning just talking about, because Olivia is very into like investing and stuff, and like crypto. I honestly don't really know much. But we were talking to them about that because Luke, honestly, we were just like more interested,
right,
like about what they invest in and, you know, do that kind of stuff with. So we talked to them and, you know, Luke and I have both kind of been, how did you explain it? With like money, like we're not we don't invest in things.
Like,
we're more
I would
just
say
like,
more like we make like we want to go the route of just earning our money and saving it instead of investing.
Yeah,
and, like,
we
taking
just
a
like
risk type of stuff.
Yeah, we're always just like let's just save as much as we can, put it in our savings, you know, whatever. So which we do a good job of, I would say. But yeah, we've never invested our money anywhere.
Never got out of that comfort zone.
No. And so we were talking to them a bit, and Luke's actually gotten super into like researching because
I have a lot to learn. That's for sure.
Yeah. But now is the time to learn it because he's just doing music for fun. He's not nursing right now. So it's like when we go to these cafes, like the last 2 days we've gone to these cafes and I'm like, you know, doing the blog and DMs and whatever. And Luke's just like researching
just
and telling me what he's learning. And I'm like, I don't know what that means, but that's awesome, babe.
And like, it's super cool. Like the whole thing is like NFTs. So like, that's a lot. Again, I'm still learning about
it.
Yeah,
I don't think we can like go into it.
I can't. No, not right now. But I'm excited. Again, it's something I'm not used to doing at all. I'm not used to really gambling with my our money.
Yeah.
I'm definitely going to take it slow and just, like, be smart with it. And I'm glad that Olivia and Arturo are taking the time to really, like, walk me through it, because they're into it. And
there's a group chat with the four of us, and I'm not kidding. Luke is asking them a different question every, like,
I need to know,
5 minutes.
I need to be good at what I'm doing at all times.
I know. I'm just like, gosh, poor them. Like, they're so, I literally was like, that's so nice of them to be willing to help you, because they, Olivia answers every question, and Arturo, like, they answer every single thing he, like, has a question about.
If I didn't, honestly, if I didn't have them, I would not be doing it, because I overwhelmed.
When you just read so many, you can go to the internet and search things, and it's like, there's so many articles, and you're like, well, how do I know which one to read? Which one's the best one? So it's like, they're kind of like pointing you in the right direction, which has been really nice of them.
So that's my new project while I'm here, and hopefully make some money while I'm doing it. So
that'd be the
fingers crossed, send some prayers, you know, that'll be my gig while I'm here.
That'd be great.
And keep doing it when I get home.
There was something I was about to say. Shoot. It was something about this week. We were talking about, we had FaceTime with Lydia, because we were talking about saving.
I have no idea. I don't know what you're thinking of.
I don't either. Something else that happened. Oh, being uncomfortable.
Oh, yeah.
Because you did an Instagram post about that this
week. I did,
this week.
What
sparked that? This?
Literally this. Yeah. Like, a lot of things I'm always trying to live uncomfortably. Like, my job as a travel nurse, you have to be okay with being uncomfortable, because if you can't be okay with being uncomfortable, you're not going to be able to switch something up every 3 months.
Yeah.
Like, you're learning new things, new people, new systems. So that kind of what sparked is, it's like, this is something completely new for me. I'm out of my comfort zone, even like talking about finances and like trying to invest something that there's a high risk, but there's a high reward. So like, how to play that out in my mind is a lot for me, and I get overwhelmed sometimes, but I'm like enjoying it. So I'm like really diving in deep, and I'm super excited. And I think just my personality as well, like, it's a growing moment for me to better myself financially as well, and us financially as well, if there's an opportunity there. I think it was just more a fear, because I didn't have the right guidance. And like, that's why I'm super thankful for Olivia and Arturo, is just because I do have like someone who's been in it for like a good bit, and they're still learning too, but they have more of a mindset of it.
Yeah.
So I can ask them questions. So yeah, so that's kind of what sparked it. Just like, I love the aspect of being uncomfortable. I think that's how people grow. If you're not okay with being uncomfortable, you're going to be stagnant, and you're not going to do anything. And you do the same thing over and over again, you're not growing as a person. I think everyone should strive to always be better, no matter what it is.
Yeah.
Could be the smallest thing. You should always try to be the best at it that you can be. So I think being uncomfortable is huge. So yeah, that's kind of what sparked it. And like you said, I did an Instagram post on it, and hopefully people saw it and like thought about it, and hopefully it impacted them and kind of like made them think, because sometimes people don't think about that stuff, because again, once you're comfortable, you're in that zone, you don't want to leave it.
Yeah. And I feel like that's, it's funny, because I talked about that too on my Instagram story this week. Someone was like, what's one thing you've learned this trip? I think they said that you didn't know or expect, or I don't know how they worded it. And I literally said, like, I've realized on this trip how much I actually do dislike being uncomfortable.
Yeah.
Or like how much I do like being comfortable, because I think especially being like I'm an Enneagram 7, so I'm like spontaneous and this and this. So I feel like, yeah, I'm good. I'm like a go with the flow kind of person. But then when I'm put in these types of situations of being like in a new country where like some people, like hearing people that aren't speaking our language, or like being just like the transportation, like not driving, being used to that, like even going to the grocery store, and it's just totally different, like a completely different way of life. And I'm like, oh, like I've realized I do enjoy just like being comfortable, yeah. you know? And even like having a place that's ours, we're like, we're here, we're switching every month to a new place and it's like getting settled in. I'm like, oh, it doesn't feel like home. And it's like, oh, I didn't think I enjoyed a feeling of like home, but I'm like, I guess I do enjoy a feeling of being at home.
Right.
Obviously I love traveling. It's not like I enjoy it that much where I'm like, I want to go home and buy a house one day. It's like, I've been realizing how much I did like the feeling of comfort.
No.
And I'm definitely being put in a lot of situations, hence
yeah, you are.
Driving through the middle of nowhere, being attacked by
no one.
But yeah, I'm definitely growing a lot this trip, I think, and just realizing those things. And even like tonight, like Luke and I were, after we got home, we had the conversation about just, honestly, like how privileged we are being from the U.S.
Yeah, 100%.
And you don't really think about it because it's like when we're traveling, we met, so the two couples we met at dinner tonight, one of the girls teaches Spanish and Luke was like, so how many language, she's from Germany though. She was speaking to us in English. She teaches Spanish. So Luke was like, how many languages do you know? Like 3, 4, you know? And she was like, oh, I know 5. And we're like, oh, Dang. And Luke goes, I know one. I'm a stupid American or something like that. But it's like, truly, when we're traveling, we haven't had to learn another language because everyone does speak English. Like that's the world's most popular language. And so it's like, wow, you don't really like realize those types of things. And also just being in Bali, it's like at the end of the day, it is a more poor country, I guess. Like the staff, one of the girls on staff at the villa we are living at, I was talking to her and she asked where we were from. And I was like, we're from the United States. And she said something about some artist in Las Vegas. I didn't know who she said. And I was like, oh, like, have you been to the United States? And she was like, oh my gosh, no, like I could never, like the U.S. is so expensive. Like, because the exchange rate and then what they're like, the lifestyle here versus the U.S. It's like, yeah, they could probably never go to the United States because our way of life compared to theirs is so expensive. And so it's just, I don't know, just being on this trip has made me realize that too, just how like good we do have it. And I don't think we like, we definitely take it for granted. And especially the language thing. Like if someone doesn't speak English when we're traveling and it's kind of like, for us, it's kind of, if I'm being honest, you're like, ugh, this is frustrating. I can't communicate with you. Because everyone speaks it. So it's like we expect everyone to just speak our language even when we're in their country. Like it's kind of,
classic crazy. Americans.
Yeah, I mean, really.
I mean, that's where the stereotype comes from. It's truthful.
Yeah.
It's sadly truthful, I think, just because of, like you're saying, like we don't need to.
Yeah.
If that, like it's point blank, we don't need to. And which is unfortunate because that creates ignorance. And then when you get to places like this, you don't you think everyone owes it to you, which is not, shouldn't be the case.
Yeah.
So, but yeah, that's a good point. Just being uncomfortable and just being in a place where we don't speak the language, but we're lucky enough to have people speak our language, if that makes sense.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. It's just thankful to be in the U.S., I guess. Being from America is something to be very thankful for.
Yeah.
No matter, I mean, what situation. Again, that's another situation, too. Being here, really realize why people say it's the American dream.
Wait, what is?
People always hear about the American dream, like going to America.
Oh.
Because there's so much opportunity.
Oh, yeah.
100% true. Whether you see it from either standpoint of your views, but... Mm-hmm. If you go to another culture, another place where it's third world outside of what we're used to, you kind of get that perspective.
Yeah.
You gain so much perspective and growth from that and realize like, wow, what I have should be truly thankful for.
Yeah. And it's weird. It's almost like when you're removed from it, you like, I'm I'm trying to think. Like being experienced or like eyes opened and just immersed in different countries and the way of life, you like see so much bad about America and like the way we do things, and you're like, wow, why do we do that? You know? But then also, yeah, it's like you see the good and it's like, wow, America actually is like a great place to like have been born and raised.
Yeah.
But
and of course there's always
like you take it for granted. But then yeah, you definitely see the other side of things too. Yeah. Like just like healthcare and all sorts of things. And you like hear how other countries do it and you're like, what are we doing?
Right.
But yeah.
It's definitely be thankful for it. So
yeah. Well, I feel like we could probably talk about that topic for hours.
I know.
So let's wrap it up. I feel like there was one more thing that we were going to talk about.
I'm not sure.
But I can't remember. We're about to go exploring again. We're going to go to Uluwatu and Nusa Penida.
Yeah.
Which I'm so, so excited about. Uluwatu is like the southernmost or like the southern tip of Bali. And then Nusa Penida is actually like its own little island. So we'll go by boat there. And we're doing 3 days in each. So we'll have all the adventures for you next week.
All the goods.
When you tune in and catch up
with the fries.
Have a great weekend.
Woo-hoo! Happy Friday.